I felt then and believe even more so now that my life was saved for a reason.
Iran's nuclear ambitions, they are officially dead.
President Trump took the most unsecured border we've ever seen and secured it in 7 weeks.
President Trump's big, beautiful bill has passed in the House.
It is going to be a colossal help to the American people.
I believe I was saved by God to make America great again.
Hey there, patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Wasn't that awesome? I love that video that the White House, that President Trump posted. I hope you guys are ready for fun with Melissa Redpill. And I always know that if there's a lot of stuff going on the internet, and I'm not going to feed into it. You know, that was crazy yesterday. It was trending. If you guys didn't know about it, on the 30th of August, 2025, it was trending that Trump was dead. That was, yeah, and I just didn't play into it. And so I really try so hard to make sure that what I'm telling you on here is the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. You know, so that's, you know, anyway, we're just really trying to avoid a lot of the drama and a lot of the fake news, but have a great time in the meantime. And what we do is we're looking at the current events in the light of God's word. So it's really important to me that, you know, I have that credibility that you guys know that I'm telling you the truth. If you're not familiar, definitely go onto my channel, my website, melissaredpill.com. You can look at all the videos that I've posted since 2018, and you can see that it's really been not a lot of drama, but really just hard-hitting truth. And it's so important that we share the truth and not get sucked into some of this, this craziness. So President Trump came out like, I'm alive. Thank you, Lord. And so, yeah, I told everybody, I said, you know, guys, he's fine. Don't worry. All right. So anyway, I wanted to make sure that you guys knew that where the site is, all kinds of great videos over here, information about your health. There's our social media. So you find the real Melly. There are fake Mellies out there. And the audiobooks for my End Times books right there. If you search right there, you'll find out more about End Times. We'll talk about that in a minute. Make sure to hit the like button right now. Hit the like button. I thank you so much for always liking and sharing so that we can get the good news of the kingdom out. The Lord Jesus told us to tell the good news of the kingdom. And this is clearly what the Lord has put in my heart to do. There's so many people doing so many wonderful things in this movement. Each one of you I know is doing what the Lord has told you to do. And I just am thankful that the Lord has given me this job to do, to tell the good news of the kingdom. It's His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is where we're headed, and the evildoers will be cast out. There's no doubt about it. I knew that as soon as I found out that these people worship Satan. I'm like, wait. That's what's happening. We're casting them out. It's finally time on the timeline of history for that to happen. All right, so let's get started. Our wonderful president posted this yesterday. On the 30th of August, 2025, President Trump posted, "The world will soon understand." That is from the board. He posted, "Nothing can stop what is coming." This is obviously from Flop Op, Floor in Truth over on X, Patriot 6962. And yeah, you see the Q plus in his hand? I'm just saying. You know, this is not the first time he's done this, but this was a big one. That he's, you know, posting, "Nothing can stop what is coming." Yeah, I love that. Nothing can stop it. We know that because it's biblical, because this is what the Lord has ordained. He told us literally 2,700 years ago what was going to happen. And all these minor prophets have been, we just did our study yesterday on the major clues from minor prophets. The minor prophets told us, if you're not familiar with the minor prophets, definitely go and check them out. We've got the videos over on this Rumble channel, as well as the whole series is over on melissaredpill.com. But they told us, as well as in the book End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace, the Lord told us in the book of Revelation, He also told us there that this was going to be the end times for them. If you think of end times, if you're scared of end times, don't be scared. It's the end times for them, right, everybody? And a thousand years of peace for us. this is where we are headed. We're headed to bright, beautiful days. I'm working on the book, The Golden Age, and something dawned on me yesterday. I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute, too. But yeah, look at that Q+. And look at this. Our beautiful First Lady is on the cover of Vanity Fair, and they're screeching and shrieking and saying they're going to quit over it, and it's just outrageous. I mean, she is our First Lady, if you don't remember. And so they are all, you know, these lefties just, they've controlled so much, they just cannot stand it for, President Trump and Melania to be given, you know, any accolades or any positive reinforcement. They don't want any of that. They don't want anyone to consider them worthy of being on a magazine cover. Melania Trump has been on magazine covers for years just because of how beautiful she is. But this one, I'm sure the shrieking was over the top because Melania Trump was wearing a crown. What did I just say the other day, you guys? What did I just say? I said I have a feeling that Melania is royalty. Now, I've heard, and I don't have any evidence of this. If you guys have any evidence, please put it in the comment section, that I've heard that she is from the Romanov family, the czar that was murdered. And you know, when the cabal took over Russia all those years ago, that's where she's, that's her family line. I don't know that that's true. I'm just saying that that's what I've heard. If anyone has any evidence, please let me know. They're saying the American queen, absolutely stunning. And for just another little fun thing, it says here, someone was saying, I am Q, am Q. Wouldn't that be something? You know, one of the things that was said on the board, it said, something about, you know, when you find out who I am, you know, laugh. So that would be funny. That would be great. So we'll see. We'll see. I also have a video on right here on this channel, melissaredpill.com. And if you search it just for Trump's lineage and royalty, I have the lineage of President Trump, that he is literally from both lines of Judah. Okay, so the royalty does not come from, you know, humanity. It comes from the Lord. The Lord established Judah as the royal line, right? When Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, blessed his sons, he gave the royal power and authority to the line of Judah, and they had two sons. Very interesting. Lots of research. That's not what this video is about today, but I just wanted you to see that and maybe look, you know, go and watch those videos about that, because there's maybe something to it. And then, like I said, President Trump is from both of those lines, and very likely Mrs. Trump is also. Especially when she sends out a letter to Putin, the president of Russia, telling him what to do. It just seems like something a queen would do. And then she goes, I mean, she doesn't have to be on wear a crown. She could have said, no, I just, but she put the crown on. She put on the crown. That's just not typical, right? Have you ever seen such? Oh, the shrieking. So I know people are like, oh, don't play into this. Let me just say that where we're headed is something different from just a political movement. We're not going to, you know, and I'm not saying that we need what we've normally thought of as royalty and these evil kings. No. We're talking about the biblical royalty. And the Lord says that we are part of his royal line as believers, and that we are a holy nation, a royal priesthood. This is what the Lord says about us. Anyway, we will see how this all plays out. I would not be surprised, and especially if, let's just say, we move into a republic and say we're not going to have this usurped nation anymore that is a corporation, really, but we're going to actually have our republic, then they could, you know, potentially be. You know, we may set things up completely different. I don't know. We will watch and see. I know one thing. President Trump does not act like a dictator or what we've always thought is a king. You know, he acts like a king who loves his people, who wants everyone to be healthy and wealthy and at peace and safe. All right. I thought that was great. And did you notice this? It says Melania Trump's silent revolution. Again, I just don't think that that's coincidence. This is from the board. If you remember, we've been told on the board for all this time that we're in a silent war. This silent war continues. What do you guys think? Isn't that something? Yes, D. Reese, we are kings and priests. Thank you so much. Yes, you're exactly right. Yes, and the queen protects the king. Yes, this is a, we know this is a chess match that's going on. Just so cool. So cool. Our President Trump and Melania Trump are just unbelievably cool. Anyway, so this silent war continues. A lot of people don't realize what is going on, but we do. We know that we're in a battle. We are saying that this is the literal battle of Armageddon that was prophesied thousands of years ago. And this is where we are in humanity. We're casting out these usurpers, the ones who've taken the rule, which they did not deserve. Starting with, well, starting way, way back, but really starting with the House of Windsor and all them. All right, so, but I'll, one other quick thing, we'll go back to this one. The world will soon understand what's really going on, that this is a silent war, a silent revolution. Yeah, because that's one of the things that's kind of been maddening. You never would have thought that Armageddon would be a silent revolution. That here we are fighting day after day for year after year, and they don't really, you know, people don't realize that we're fighting a war, and they're just going on about their business. You're like, don't you see, you know, what we're in the middle of? All right, I just thought that was so cool. Tell me what you think. All right. Oh, she doesn't look too happy either. Yes. Well, yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah, she's not happy about how the usurpers have taken this authority. All right. Also, President Trump put a statue, a beautiful statue of President George Washington in the Oval Office. And it, I think that this, I don't know if this is his outfit for as a general. I don't know. Does it look like that to you? I've, you know, anyway, whatever it is, it makes me think that President Trump is going to go General Washington on these people. Yeah, I just thought that was really beautiful and symbolic. He keeps saying, you know, just as he posted there, the world will soon know. Soon. We'll see how soon. That's going to be soon enough for us. All right, so now the next thing I was had that I wanted to make sure that you guys knew about is that the AI news. This is really huge. Did you see my post? And if you haven't seen it, please go back and search it up and share it, because the AI engineers are a very rare breed. Very few have the skill set to be able to program this AI. Okay? This is programming at a super genius level. So to get the top talent, there's a big competition going on. Well, looks like Elon is winning that competition. And why is that so important? Because we don't want Mark Zuckerberg and his AI to win the race. We don't want that guy who stole ChatGPT basically and is using it for evil, right? Remember how he and Elon had worked together, and now this guy had promised to not make it. It was supposed to be open source, and now he has changed that. But none of these engineers want to go work for that creep. None of these engineers want to go work for Mark Zuckerberg. They want to go work for Elon, and why? It's because they believe. You know, they love the way he's run Tesla. They love the way he runs X. They love the way he runs all these companies. and they believe that he is going to use AI for good. They do not want to use AI to lock down humanity. And this is the thing. It's just, there's going to be one that wins this AI race. This is huge news. This is really great news because there's been a lot of fear about, you know, is AI going to be used for evil to lock down humanity? And so it really depends on who is, you know, running it. Who's behind the scenes, you know, running the AI. All right. Did you know that Mark Zuckerberg was literally offering some of these engineers $250 million? Seriously, $250 million, and they said no. That's amazing. That is amazing, isn't it? Yeah. So, yeah, and the great thing is if you had the good programmers, yeah. It's like saying guns are evil. Is the programmers and the users that can be evil? Thank you. Very well said. Thank you, Wooden Shoes 57. Yes, exactly. It's these, the AI can be used for good. I'm using it right now for, you know, researching things. You know, before I post on the social media, I ask Grok a lot of times because I don't want to post something on there and then, you know, you guys go and share it and we're sharing misinformation. And I don't think that a lot of people are doing that. It's very important that we do that because our credibility is at stake. And so it's really important that we share the truth. Anyway, so I really appreciate, you know, AI, the Grok AI for doing that. Are they always right? No. Do they know the truth about end times? No. Again, it's data in, data out. Okay. One other quick thing. I mentioned this a few weeks ago, and I think it's a really important point. Remember how, you know, they banned us off of these platforms because they didn't want to hear our opinion or the truth that we were stating because all that goes in their bucket of AI data, and they don't want the truth mixed in with all of their lies. And that's what's so great. Right here, you can see on X, I've been able to post anything I want to post. Now, I will say sometimes I'll get like a notification. They'll say, oh, this was we had concerns about this post. It's because sometimes they're being reported. The criminals don't like what I'm posting. And so it'll be reported and I'll go and appeal it and it'll go along just fine. All right. So listen to what it says here. I will add that the top engineers refuse to lock humanity in an AI dystopian hell. Praise the Lord. And these ones are, they're all the good ones are going to work for Elon. How about that? In Silicon Valley, the default way to win talent is simple. Offer more money. But Elon has never done the default way at a time when companies like Meta are throwing around $250 million compensation packages to keep their AI stars from jumping ship. Elon is building an XAI by playing a different game and winning. How cool is that? Since January, he's pulled at least 14 AI engineers from Meta alone. That's just the confirmed number. Zuckerberg's empire, armed with unlimited cash and world-class infrastructure, should be unbeatable in this kind of a war. But Elon isn't trying to outbid anyone. He's just offering what might be the rarest resource in the tech world. Meaning. These guys, which, you know, these Anons that we have worked with on the 17 board for all this time, these guys are so smart. They're so smart. And they, you know, it's just, it's such a blessing to have these people, and they're white hats. They're white hats. They don't want to put people in a dystopian hell. He calls it hyper merit based. No upfront fortune, no padded bonuses, just the chance to build something that matters and a culture where your compensation grows with your contribution. Equity upside is there, but it's not the pitch. The pitch is simple. Do something great. And for the best minds in AI, that resonates. Isn't that awesome? It's not about not nap pods and free lunches. It's about 7-day work weeks, relentless pace, and startup intensity. And they're going for it instead of the $250 million. This is really outrageous. This is the Lord. This is the Lord blessing these people with this skill, with this great talent and this genius, and putting in their hearts to save humanity. This is the Lord. If anybody who doesn't see it needs eyes. The company proudly calls its staff ultra hardcore. It's the kind of brutal environment that would send most people sprinting back to corporate comfort. But the ones who stay, they're not here for easy. They're here for impact. The contrast is stark at Meta. Engineers are reportedly being offered generational wealth to stay put. Some packages are closer to lottery winnings than salaries. But even those numbers haven't stopped the exodus. Anybody here? Would anybody here want to work with Zuckerberg? No, that's a no. The CEO of Anthropic, Dario Amodi, put it, you can't buy purpose with a paycheck. Those mega deals might keep people for a while, but they also fracture teams and poison culture and shift focus from mission to money. Elon's betting big that purpose still matters more. And so far, that bet looks good. XAI is moving fast, releasing new models, expanding infrastructure, and scaling in ways that feel familiar to anyone who's watched SpaceX or Tesla. It's not just that the people want to work with Elon, it's that they want to build the future with him. That's different. That's a different kind of pull. How awesome is that? All right, so I just thought you wanted to know that. It was very encouraging. Instead, I just remember all this time, the Lord has not led me to fearmonger about AI. Because I know biblically where we're headed. We're headed to days of peace and health and wealth. We're not headed to a dystopian hell. That's not where we're headed. And it's so great to have that because that's our base of understanding of where we're headed. Biblically, this is where we're headed. There's no doubt about it. If someone here is new and you don't know what I'm talking about, please go to my channel, freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com, and you just scroll right here and see there's no way in the world this sign in the heavens could have happened by accident. 2,000 years ago, the Apostle John put this exact sign in the description of this sign in the heavens, and it happened September 23rd, 2017, and 1 month later, Q started posting, and the world started to wake up. This is the kickoff to the Great Awakening and the Battle of Armageddon. Of course, when we awaken, of course, the first thing we start to do is fight the bad guys. All right, next, everybody do this. I posted this on social media. Please go and screenshot this picture. Tina's birthday is September 11th. 9/11 is her birthday. She'll be 70 on 9/11. We're going to pray for her at the end. Please, Lord, please let her out of this hellhole. They're trying to harm her. She is such a great patriot. She has exposed the truth about what they're doing in Colorado with hijacking these elections and fudging the numbers. Mail a birthday card, a letter to care of Tina's mom or the connector at 25134 CR5 in Elbert, ELBERT, Colorado, 80106, okay? Can you guys do that and send her lots and lots of love? And she's asking that you, if you have, add your contact information to the back of the card for her mailing list name. And so put it on the card because they might take the envelope. Maybe that's what she's saying. The name, address, phone, and email, okay? So actually, I sent her one of the books thinking that maybe she'll have time to read The Good News. Also, you can support her at tinapeters.us. And so Mike and I were talking about that. I'm going to show you that video later on today. But this is where Mike and I were talking about President Trump's post where he posted this late yesterday, about voter ID must be part of every single vote. No exceptions. Voter ID. I'll be doing an executive order to that end. Also, no mail-in voting. I'm thinking that that's going to be on the executive order also. Only mail-in voting for those who are very ill and the far-away military. The far-away military. Use paper ballots only. Who does that sound like? Sounds like Mike. Mike has been talking about this. So here is where he and I were talking about this yesterday. So I want you to hear what he had to say with President Trump blasting this out, putting this on blast. So check this out.
Kids have to get smart. We're not
going as I'm thinking about running for governor, but one of the polls that came back has moved up to number three. When people go to vote and stuff, they're going, what are the issues that they're most concerned about? Abortion, it can be education, it can be our borders, it can be the economy. Well, here, the election platforms have gotten into the top three almost everywhere. And you know what? And the president knows it's number one. He added the border there to it, but anytime him and I ever talk, He knows everything comes from our elections. This will all be in vain, everybody, unless we get these secure now. Like this is the third statement he's put out within a week. I'm gonna hopefully I'm gonna be meeting next week or the week after. But every time we meet, this is our number one focus of conversation. We've got to get this done. We've got to get rid of the electronic voting machines and go to paper ballots, hand counted. And I'll say this again. The old Facebook fact checkers and stuff tried to cover me up the other day. 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines. Over 100, it might even be more now, have banned mail-in voting, everybody. And let's not confuse absentee voting with mail-in voting. I mean, this is what they've tried to do to everybody. All the illegal things they put in because of the China virus. Only 13 states have went back to where it was prior to the China virus, and they didn't even come all the way back. So you got all this stuff was done illegally in the 2020 election because our legislatures make the laws, not these crooked Secretary of States that had nobody going after them. None of their attorney generals did anything about it except for Ken Paxton in Texas. But so that's where we're at, and our president knows. And he's not going to let up, everybody. This is the most important issue, bar none, is our election platforms.
And I just have to tell you, thank you so much, Mike, for everything you've done. I mean, there's nobody who's been on the front lines like you have, and we just really appreciate it. And we got his back, right, everybody? All right, so I wanted you to see that. And also, Tina Peters' data is still on Lindell.tv. So I really encourage you to go and share that. And also there's a video over there called Inside the Machines. And you can share that too so people can see why Mike has had hair on fire for all these years and he's gone through $60 million. He's drained his entire fortune, right? I just appreciate him so much. And he's working right alongside President Trump to do exactly what President Trump is saying here to no exceptions, voter ID, no mail-in voting, and paper ballots. Now, and with the paper ballots, it can't be with these machines because he's already put out an executive order that they can't use the QR codes. They can't use the QR codes. And a lot of these machines have these QR codes. So anyway, so I really wanted to make sure that you guys knew about that. And definitely go and support Mike. They just really... These people, unbelievable. Go and support him, please, at mypillow.com. So, yeah. Oh, that's the video right there that he was talking about, the Facebook fact checker. You've got to check that out because they've been trying to silence him. So let's definitely go and share this. I'm going to actually share this video, this little clip, later on today. And so if you will share that because he's having such a hard time getting the truth out. And so he's suing these people. He is literally suing Mark Zuckerberg. Nobody likes Mark Zuckerberg. You can cry all you want to. Anyway, so really appreciate him. And so definitely go and support him at Lindell.tv as well as on MyPillow.com. And you can get the promo code Melly and free shipping. I'm sure you need all kinds of goodies for your family members and for yourself. All right. Now, did you see this? Steve Bannon posted this about Netanyahu. Now, I've listened to Bannon for a long time, and I have not heard him come out and say this about Netanyahu until this week. You know, and I was thinking, Bannon, come on, you're really a smart guy. Why are you supporting this creep? And so finally, he comes out with this. Look at this. He says, okay, so this is from a Breitbart interview where they were quoting Netanyahu saying that you can't be MAGA if you're anti-Israel. And unfortunately, that's what they're still telling in the church, that you can't be a Christian, basically, if you're not for Israel. I just posted last night a poll asking, okay, which is the truth? Is it the truth that we have to escape out of here and be raptured out, and then the world is going to come against, quote, Israel, in the Middle East, and then the Lord is going to come back and wipe them out for trying to attack Israel. Is that the truth about end times? Or is the truth that the Lord has awakened us? We are casting out these demons, literal people who've taken in demons, and that once they're gone, we'll have 1,000 years of peace on Earth. That is the truth. That is the truth. So, you know, they've seeded the church, especially. That's why the church is mostly asleep, because they've made everybody think, oh, if you don't support Israel, God's going to wipe you out. Okay? That's what they've been told. And so they've just believed what they've been told because they figured this person is an expert. They must know. But unfortunately, Soros has controlled the seminaries, and this is what they pummeled out to us. So listen to what Bannon said. American citizens do not give two F's about your thoughts on MAGA or what our citizens need to believe. Netanyahu, we don't care. They care about exposing your pathological lies in order to keep us out of your next war. I about fell out of my chair when I saw that post. He's calling him a pathological liar. And he's a warmonger, which is what we know. And we're trying to keep out of their next war. Because if anything, Bannon is trying to keep everybody out of a war, because he knows that they're always proxy wars to garner power for the cabal and wealth for the cabal. And he's like, nope. Not part of that. And so I just thought that one did. What did y'all think about that? Isn't that something? All right. So now, Miss Jacobs, don't. Okay. Okay. Miss Jacobs, I'm so glad you're here, because I have something to tell that was so cool. You know, I am working on the new book, The Golden Age. And I have the Golden Age of Health and the Golden Age of Wealth and the Golden Age of Peace and the Golden Age of Beauty and just all the wonderful things that are going to happen in the Golden Age. And I think I was on the chapter working on the one about righteousness, okay? So super quick, for those of you who don't know, this is the page, freedomforce.live/endtimes, where you can find out more about the truth about end times. And it's not what they've been trying to do us. And also, here's the link right here. I'll just post this over on the chat so you guys can have this link also for the books. And also, the audiobooks are over here on Melissa Red Pill too. Sometimes it's easier just to listen to it, right? When you're driving down the road, and it likely will be that you need to, you know, listen to it a couple of times. All right. Or three or four. All right. So, because it's, you know, when you're coming out of the brainwashing, it just takes a minute, right? All right. This is the thing I was working on. And it dawned on me. I just connected some dots that I'd never connected before, really, some verses that I had misunderstood in the book of Hebrews, which I don't think I've ever even talked about with you guys. But either way, this is where Moses was speaking to the Israelites, but right after they came across the Red Sea. And he's explaining to them about how terrible it was to be under the boot of these tyrants in Egypt, and how, you know, they were evil and they worshiped these demons, and that we don't want to follow in their footsteps. Okay. He's saying, you know, therefore obey the terms of this covenant so that you'll prosper in everything you do. Clearly, don't follow in the footsteps of the Egyptians or any of these other nations who do all this evil. All right, so he's talking about all that. He says, but you are not the only ones with whom I'm making this covenant with its curses. There's blessings and there's curses. There's a consequence if you don't obey the Lord. Okay, that's just what it is. Okay, so he goes into, you know, that about, you know, what's going to happen if they don't follow the Lord. Okay. Now, in chapter 30, though, I wanted you to hear this. This is where they're just about to go into the promised land, kind of like we are. We're just about to go into the promised land, the golden age of all the wonderful things. All right. He says here, in the future, when you experience all these blessings and curses I've listed, and when you are living among the nations to which the Lord has exiled you, take to heart all these instructions. Okay, so basically, he was saying, you know, if you fall into this evil of going, of doing the Baal worship along with all the other nations, all the other countries, and you end up doing that, you're going to have to be exiled. It's important. It's an important point. You know, I've talked about this on the lost tribes of Israel. Why were they lost? Because they were exiled. They were scattered. We, our ancestors, were scattered all over the world. And it says, if at that time, can you guys read this? Is it a little bit small? I want to make sure that you guys can see this. If at that time you and your children return to the Lord your God, and if you obey with all your heart and all your soul all the commands I've given you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes. How about that? He'll restore your fortunes. He will have mercy on you and gather you back from all the nations where he scattered you. Now, they use this to say this is, you know, the little group of people in the Middle East. That's not the true interpretation of Israel. Israel is, as the Lord says in Romans, those who have the same faith as Abraham are children of Abraham. Remember, our Lord Jesus said that he could raise up children of Abraham from these stones. He was talking about the people. See, these people and the people who've been scattered all over the world are Israelites. And some of us are the physical progeny, and you could never go back and find your bloodline, except President Trump and Melania. I think they can, because they have this, what do you call it, pedagogy or whatever it is, the bloodline. The royal bloodline. So we, you know, don't have that. Like you know, our new little puppy dog, she has papers that show her lineage. Now, to show that she's a true dachshund. All right. But we have been scattered all over the world, and likely we are true Israelites. But even if we're not, like I said, and we can't prove it one way or the other, how do you know if you're an Israelite? It's because of your actions. Those who have the same faith as Abraham are children of Abraham. So some people are the physical progeny. Some people have been grafted in, and that's how they have come into the family. And that's all that matters, is that someone's actions, okay? It says, for though you were banished to the ends of the earth, the Lord will gather you from there and bring you back again. The Lord your God will return you to the land that belongs to your ancestors, and you will possess that land again. And then he will make you even more prosperous and numerous than your ancestors. It's not about us going to the Middle East. It's not about that land. It's not about dirt. It's talking about freedom. About being on the man on the land represents freedom. That you will not be under their boots. You will not be under the tyrant's boot like back in Egypt. That's what he's talking about. It's not about land. It's not about buildings. It's about God's people being free. Free men and women. And he says, I'll read it again. You'll return to freedom that belonged to your ancestors. You'll possess that freedom again. And then he will make you even more prosperous and numerous than your ancestors. Well, we know what made America prosperous is the freedom, right? The Lord your God will change your heart and the hearts of your descendants so that you will love him with all your heart and your soul, and so you may live. I talked about this in the book, that it's, I found verse after verse after verse after verse where the Lord is going to change everyone's heart. Remove the heart of stone, put in the heart of flesh, and that everyone will be righteous. It says that no one will tell lies, that people will lie down and sleep in safety, and nothing will make them afraid. He will even make a covenant with the animals. This is the golden age that President Trump is trying to seed everyone's thoughts on. And I'm trying to follow suit on him with this book. And I wanted to share just this little bit that I had researched. The Lord your God will inflict all these curses on your enemies and those and on those who hate you and persecute you. In other words, on the evildoers. Then you will again obey the Lord and keep his commandments that I am giving you today. This is where we're headed. Everyone's going to obey the Lord. No one's going to be evil in this golden age. All right, so there was one thing that I wanted to show you specifically. There's something here. Let me see if I can find it. Control F. There's one about... because I can't read the whole thing. Up to heaven. Okay. Hang on real quick. If you do a multiply, I better just read it. Okay. This commandment I'm giving you today is not too difficult for you, for it is not beyond your reach. It is not kept in heaven, so distant that you must ask who will go up to heaven and bring it down so we can hear it and obey it. It is not kept beyond the sea, so far away that you must ask who will cross the sea to bring it back to us so we can hear it and obey it. No, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart so that you can obey it. This is exactly what it talks. You've heard that passage in Romans chapter 10, right? It says that, you know, the word is in you, is in your mouth. Right? It's right with you. We don't have to say, who's going to tell us the truth? The Lord is speaking to you in your heart. You don't have to go anywhere. The Lord speaks to you right there where you are. Isn't that amazing? that's why nothing can stop what is coming, because the Lord is able to speak to us and guide us and have us do whatever he wants us to do, clearly, right? That's what the whole battle is about. All right, so that's, another, again, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, if you're not familiar with that passage, go and compare Deuteronomy 30, verse 12, with, I think it's Romans 10, verse 8, 9, 10, something right in there. Anyway, so it's they're identical passages. Now listen, today I'm giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. You get to choose. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God and keep his commandments and decrees and regulations by walking in his ways. If you do, you'll live and multiply, and the Lord will bless you and the land you're about to enter and occupy. But if your hearts turn away and you refuse to listen, if you're drawn away to serve and worship other gods, then I warn you now that you will soon be destroyed. You'll certainly be destroyed. You'll not live the good life in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. I give you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I'll call on heaven to witness and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so your descendants may live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you'll live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You'll live long in this place of freedom, in other words, because the kingdom would expand and expand and expand. But the problem was they didn't. They ended up following the footsteps of these evil doers, and they ended up falling into that trap. Okay, so let me see. Okay, here's the passage. Here's the passage. Let me see. I'm going to go back to this one. I think it's actually in 29. It talks about, hang on. There's a passage in here about, maybe somebody can find it for me. It's about that there would be that there not be a root of bitterness that would spring up. And maybe someone can find it for me and search it up for me, because I'm just struggling to see it now, because I think I had it highlighted and I lost the highlight. Let me see if I can Alt-F. Control-F? Is it Control-F? Okay, so bitterness. Okay. Ah, I found it. Yay! Okay, here we go. This is in that Deuteronomy 29:18. I'll making this covenant with you so that no one among you, no man, woman, clan, or tribe, will turn away from the Lord our God to worship these gods of other nations, and so that no root among you bears bitter and poisonous fruit. Okay. And I'm like, wait. That sounds exactly like what it's talking about in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 is the one that's talking about, you know, don't despise the Lord's chastening. My Lord, my child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline. Don't give up when he corrects you, for the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as his child. He's talking about you individually. We've kind of used these as verses about me individually, you individually, but it's about the world. He's had to discipline the entire world. He's had to chasten the entire world to get the Baal worship out, and where we'll really, like Moses was saying, that we'll commit ourselves to the Lord, we'll walk with him in sincerity of heart and take it very seriously, right? So farther down, it talks about being disciplined by the Lord. He says, work at peace. So I kind of disconnected these, but it's talking about the same thing. He says, look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that there's no poisonous root of bitterness that grows up to trouble you and corrupt many. I always thought, and I bet you did too, when you read that, oh, I don't want to be, you know, have bitterness toward my friend. I don't want to have bitterness toward my family member. I don't want to have bitterness toward, and that's true. I'm not taking away that, but that's not really what he's talking about. What he's talking about here, because look at the next verse, make sure that no one is immoral or godless like Esau, the Satan worshiper Esau, who traded his birthright as the firstborn son for a single meal. You know that afterward, when he wanted his father's blessings, he was rejected. He couldn't rule the world. In other words, he wanted to rule the world, but no, that blessing went to Jacob, who was the righteous one. Abraham wanted that to go to Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, right? It was too late for repentance, even though he begged with bitter tears. So Esau, the Satan worshippers, are still trying to usurp the royal right, because as it says in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9, there are some who say they're Jews and they're not. They're of the synagogue of Satan. put that on social media, see how quickly that goes away. Anyway, the point is, he's been doing this ever since. He's been trying to usurp the authority all this time. But this is the poisonous root of bitterness, is the worship of Satan. Isn't that something? Did you guys know that? Did you know that, I thought my friend was here. Okay, anyway, Miss Jacobs. All right, so I'm going to go back and show it to you again. Deuteronomy 29:18. Make sure that no one among you has a root, who will turn away from the Lord our God to worship other gods or other nations of other nations. I'm just going to read that again because I'm butchering it. I'm making this covenant with you so that no one among you, no man, woman, tribe, or clan, will turn away from the Lord to worship these gods of other nations, and so that no root among you bears bitter and poisonous fruit. It's not about being bitter towards your family member, which is what I misunderstood. It's talking about don't fall into Satan worship. They really just led us away from it, ever thinking about that. You know, our minds were not. We just didn't think that was really what this was about. And now we do. Now we see it everywhere. We say, oh, that's what it's talking about. Not to have this root of that is bitter and poisonous. The bitter and poisonous root is, the fruit of this root is to worship Satan. He says, don't let that happen to anyone. He's saying in Deuteronomy 29, he's also saying the same thing in Hebrews. Look out so none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble and corrupt many. Make sure that you guys don't worship Satan. Who knew? Who knew? Isn't that something? Did you guys know that? I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got to tell all of the fam. All right. So then the other thing I wanted to show you is in Leviticus 25, where it's talking about the Jubilee. Set this year apart as holy, a time to proclaim freedom throughout the land for all who live there. It'll be a Jubilee year for you when each of you will return to the land that belonged to your ancestors and return to your own clan. That is where it's talking about return to freedom. Return, and when you have freedom, it's the freedom from the debt. Freedom from sin, of course. Freedom from the debt. This is why the debt is canceled and the captives are freed. And this is what it's talking about in Deuteronomy 30, where they go back to the land, we go back to freedom, where the debts are canceled and the captives are freed. And this is the year of Jubilee, basically for 1,000 years. How about that? What do you think about that? I'm ready to. I love it. I'm so excited. All right. Yes. And it's true. And hate, Songbird, I think what it's saying is that bitterness of hate becomes Satan worship. You know, whenever you hear about these people who've been led by Satan to kill innocent children, it's because they've gotten so filled with hate. And so it is true. I didn't connect that in Deuteronomy until just yesterday, and I'm like, I gotta tell all the people. All right, so I just thought you guys would really, really enjoy seeing those connections. All right, so like I said, Deuteronomy 29 and 30, Leviticus 25 verse 10 about the freedom, and then Hebrews 12, that whole passage right there is so good. So how do you like that? All right, now another thing that's awesome is that this guy, Sean Fucht, I don't know how to say his name, but anyway, he is a worship leader, and for the past several years, they've gone to the National Mall to worship the Lord, and everyone has joined with them, and it's just been wonderful, but it's really a lot of red tape. It's really, really difficult to do. It's you know, very expensive, and just it's really, really hard. They're like, you know, let's just ask the Lord to open a door. Okay, so I want you to hear what he has to say.
This is so crazy. The Trump administration has officially invited us to worship on the National Mall 9 days from today. For the last 5 years in a row, we have hosted Let Us Worship on the National Mall, spent millions of dollars, dealt with so much resistance, permitting, logistics. And this year, we don't have an administration fighting us. They're inviting us. At the beginning of the year, I told our team, let's pause in the National Mall this year. It's been a lot. Let's wait for God to open a door. Here it is. And in an hour where the media and politicians are mocking the prayers of the saints, we should pray all the more. So I am inviting you on behalf of this administration and the government, I can't believe I'm saying that, to join us on the National Mall September 6th, 6 p.m. Just like we've been doing for the last 5 years, let's go 6 years in a row. Let's worship, let's cry out to God, let's respond to the Second Chronicles promise. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, repent, turn from their ways, I'll heal their land. We desperately need God's healing, and we need to see you there. September 6th, 6 p.m. Share this. Hurry, help us get the word out. Let's rally at the ball. Let us worship.
All right. I thought that's so awesome. Thank you, President Trump, and these wonderful, I don't know how President Trump found out if they said, hey, President Trump, we want them to be there, you know, revive in 25. Love that. Love that. So that's going to be on the 6th, which is next Saturday at 6 p.m. So if you're nearby, definitely go and join with them. How amazing is that? They just prayed and the Lord answered, and that's just very, very exciting. Isn't that awesome? Very, very cool. All right, so I wanted you to see that for sure, and I had posted that over on my on the social media. So definitely follow me over on my social media. All the social media is on Melissa Redpill, Melissa Redpill over on X. So thank you guys for always going and commenting. Thank you, even if you just put a heart in the comments, or you know, put a heart on the comment or on the post itself. It really, really helps people to see the information. All right, this is before I do that, let me just go ahead and do where do I go? No, that's not the one. Okay, so I'm going to go super quick and show you right here. Here's my channel right here. Melissa Redpill. Nope, that's not what I want to do. I'm going to do it this way. This is Melissa Redpill right here. So I'm going to post that in the comments and the chat so you guys can make sure to join with me on that location if you possibly can. Now, this is an amazing post about the Minneapolis trans shooter's father was CIA. I just posted this. I'm hoping you guys have already seen it. But in case you haven't, I want you to make sure everyone did see it today, that he's been a contractor for the CIA for 29 years. So check this out.
An hour ago, thanks to some great work by Alex Jones, turns out that the shooter's father worked for 29 years as a top contractor for the CIA and the DOD.
No.
You cannot make this shit up. Watch.
James Westman. Let's read about him. Very interesting. Senior application developer at ESRI. What is ESRI? Well, ESRI is the leading original geospatial satellite ground mapping GPS coordinate system for the Pentagon, Google, and everything else. He's been working there since 96, 29 years, 7 months. And at a whole bunch of other very interesting places. The GIS for Defense and Intelligence. Here's the company, the hands-down leader in all of it. ESRI is a global leader in geographic information systems, GIS software, and has various contracts with U.S. government agencies, including the Central Intelligence Agency and the Department of Defense through GSA. Schedules, enterprises, license agreements.
All right, so, I mean, you can't make this up. I mean, so, and there's a lot of similarities to other shooters and people who've worked at high levels of the U.S. intelligence community. Mass shootings, connections, of course, to the intelligence community in the United States. Again, coincidence? I don't think so, but we're going to continue to dig.
All right, and if you guys probably saw it already, and I think a lot of you already shared it, but just in case you did not, the very first post that I have pinned, I'm going to probably take it down today and put something else up, but I posted this one about the CIA MK Ultra therapy and the post 776 about that. Did you guys share that? If you haven't, please go ahead and share it at ASAP, because people need to understand the connection with the CIA, this MK Ultra operation, and this is what they're doing. And I was saying what a danger it is to not only that individual, but also to our society. It's a public safety issue. And so they're all these SSRI drugs, and it's how dangerous they are, and they're doing all this therapy. Anyway, so definitely just go and share that post. And so thank you guys for telling the truth about this trans shooter. So the other thing I wanted you to see, this is from MK Ultra, and he was saying that this kind of the same things here. This is his picture All right. So, but he was saying that they now have taken down, he's taken down his LinkedIn. Too late. We already got the information and we're sharing it like wildfire. So it's too late for them to try to cover this up now. But yeah, this is what we need to do, is blast the CIA into 1,000 pieces. Between what they've done to the children, what they're doing to have all these terrible events where they treat these kids like a robot, like the Bourne Identity, you know, and for them, you know, they trigger the kill switch, whether it's that or what they've done to take over all these other countries, like Iran is desperately trying to be free right now. It looks like potentially the Shah, whatever his name is, Khomeini, is about to fall, because that's really what this whole thing was about, is to remove the control of the CIA. That's exactly what happened in North Korea, and now that is what's happening in Iran, and then saving Israel for last. Okay, so that's basically the steps in the process. But the CIA has done untold evil all over the world. Now, you're not going to believe this. Chanel Rion has discovered that this Cracker Barrel saga, this whole deal, she thinks was a Wall Street setup. That this was intentionally for doing a short sale and make money. Because even when all this is going on, everybody's like, this is not going to be good for your business. The CEO doesn't listen. They wait till the whole thing tanks and they lose so much market share. And that's what a short sale does. They make money off of such as that. They were betting against Cracker Barrel. I mean, that's basically, you know, business treason. To be the CEO of a company and to use it for that, to make money off the demise of the company, is pure evil. So I want you to hear what Chanel has to say. She's just amazing. If you aren't familiar with Chanel Rion, she is so great. She's been one of the true patriots and the true journalists through this whole thing. She's at One America News. You can actually go and find, I'll share the link, but you can find her at, because they've been banned. One America News has been banned off of all the main ones, Xfinity, all the different ones. They have such a hard time getting the truth out. Just like Mike was saying, they're still banning him from getting the truth out about the election fraud and how we've got to get rid of these machines. Same thing with One America News, because they are over there speaking the truth. They are being banned. So let's definitely go and support One America News. And you can go to freedomforce.qbroadcast.com. You can get, that's what we use. That's this TV streaming service, and One America News is on there, because I refuse to give my money to these, whatever the different ones, I'm not even going to say their names, to any of these television companies that are censoring patriots. I'm not doing it. I'm not giving them one nickel. Anyway, so I'll post that over into the chat.
Victory. It's half-baked biscuits. The logo is back, but the snakes are still slithering in the barn. Dig deeper. This story reeks of something far more sinister. I smell sabotage, potentially by Wall Street big investors. You see, before the reveal, short interest spiked. Big players betting against the stock, maybe. An investor warned Cracker Barrel four times with a 120-page report calling the rebrand, quote, folly. But BlackRock and Vanguard and Little Miss Julie shut him down. Then, boom, announcement. Backlash, plunge, and instead of listening to the overwhelming public outcry, Cracker Barrel doubled down. What capitalist, what business group in their right minds would do this? This was brand suicide. Brandicide. But we've seen things like this before. If you ask some of the more black-pilled members of our high finance society, they might say this reeked of a classic pump and dump in reverse. How many with insider information shorted before the makeover? Some curious minds want to know. Did BlackRock and Vanguard have a more sinister plan? Crash Cracker Barrel, an American icon, and then have one of their side groups waiting in the wings to buy it all back for pennies on the dollar? Was it Julie Messineau herself? Did she have a boutique firm waiting in the wings to buy up a crashed Cracker Barrel? One has to wonder. schemes like this, big investors win, and they've done it before. This is not an unprecedented kind of scheme, so it's not unbelievable. And small investors get and got hammered. Millions of dollars lost in a day. If Martha Stewart did time for a tiny trade harming no one, what about this $200 million potentially engineered disaster? SEC, where are you? Investigate now. Insider trading, false reports, let the chips fall. If nothing's there, fine. But America demands answers. The next thing that needs to happen before we all celebrate the return of Cracker Barrel is that CEO needs to be fired. Julie Fels Massino, we call her Messino, the Calamity Jane of branding blunders, under her, stocks down 20% overall, up just a tick after the flip-flop. She's pushing DEI, quote, all ages pride events, and modernizing the interiors, ditching the cozy for corporate sterile. You heard her language. You heard her justifications. Employees are suffering. One leaked letter describes harsh treatment, menu gutting, and a toxic shift. Why hasn't she been fired? Does she know where the bodies are buried in the stock scheme? Her woke, childlike judgment turned a beloved brand into a punchline. Maybe she knows a little more than she's letting on. Not only do we want Uncle Herschel back on that logo, we want this wretched Nurse Ratched out of the kitchen. Board, clean house. MAGA means great, not good enough. Ditch these haughty wokesters. This is a wake-up call. Corporations, listen to your customers, not Wall Street schemes. Thanks to President Trump, Uncle Herschel lives. But full recovery? That requires purging the poison. So call the SEC, flood their lines, boycott Cracker Barrel till the house cleaning is done. Then we'll believe. Then we'll return. Then the stock soars. America, we've won round one. Finish the fight. Make Cracker Barrel and our nation great again.
I love it. I love Chanel Rion. What a blessing. What a blessing she is. And she is like a dog on a bone. I just love it. Thank you so much, Chanel Rion, for exposing this. Her show on One American News is called Fine Point. Fine Point. I just really appreciate her so much. So yeah, definitely go. And I've just posted the link, freedomforce.qbroadcast.com. And it's only like $59.99 a month. So I'm glad to support, if for no other reason, to support them to get One American News. And my husband loves the Bally Sports. He can get the games whenever he wants, whatever game he wants to watch, he can find it. All right. So did you guys know that September 5th, the ICE is going into Chicago? So get ready. That's going to be a huge moment to be cut. And they're shrieking. They are shrieking because they want to protect their crime ring in Chicago. And so everybody has to see that. Okay, so check this out. This is the mayor of Chicago.
Word from Washington that the Trump administration is planning to conduct a major immigration enforcement operation right here in Chicago. Sources confirmed to CBS News that could include armored trucks, federal troops, and ICE agents flooding the city. This morning, city leaders briefed a group of reporters, including CBS News Chicago investigator Megan DeMar. She is with me now to talk about this plan and what you learned.
Right. So multiple sources tell us that expected deployment is expected by next Friday, okay. September 5th. Now, Mayor.
There you go. September 5th is when he's going to go clean house in Chicago and make it great again. Make Chicago great again. Did you guys see this? And I don't know if I'm going to play the whole video, but this is where President Trump posted that he canceled $4.9 billion in America Last foreign aid using a pocket rescission. He will always put America first. Isn't that awesome? So here's where it says, in accordance with the Section 1012A of the Congressional Budget and Impoundment Control of 1974, I herewith report 15 rescissions of budget authority totaling $4.9 billion. The proposed rescissions affect programs of the Department of State as well as the U.S. Agency for International Development and International Assistance Programs. So I'll play just a little bit of this amazing $4.9 billion with a B. President Trump, just with the stroke of a pen, clawed that money back. said, nope, we're not doing that. You know they're shrieking. Who loves President Trump?
A big day. Today, the president and Russ Vogt sent over to Congress a pocket of about $5 billion in rescissions. The president also announced that Russ Vogt would be taking over USAID, which, if you saw what he did to Elizabeth Warren's Consumer Financial Protection Board, you will know that this is very good news for those of us who are concerned about the nefarious activities that have been happening over at USAID for a very long time. And this rescissions package, which is actually the first of what we at CRA have been calling a pocket rescission in 50 years. For the first time in 50 years, a president of the United States has taken this important step to actually cut federal spending. And it's not just $5 billion. It's $5 billion of the absolute worst examples of foreign aid. You know, I don't know if people have been buying Powerball tickets. I think it's up to $800 million. Every single year is Powerball for the worst people in the universe who get this USAID money to do things like fund LGBTQ awareness programs, climate mitigation efforts in far-flung places all around the world, absolutely none of which have anything to do with our foreign policy interests.
I just love that. So it's not only saving us the money, it's also preventing them from using that money for their evil. So it's huge win. And President Trump is so courageous to put a stop to these things. I don't think that was the one I was wanting to show. Okay. Anyway, this was, don't tell me I've lost that post. Okay, no, I have it. Okay, I have it. I want to talk about the CDC real quick before we go. The CDC had a big week, and we've been waiting for this to come out, all these things to happen. And bless God, bless RFK Jr. He is so courageous, because you know that he's cutting at the heart of the big pharma's in their pocketbook, billions of dollars at risk, and so he's taking care of it. So just trust him that he's doing this now in the right way, in the best way. Now, so this is the woman, Susan Monares, who was the CDC director, and she was fired just weeks after her confirmation. So you're like, okay, why was this done? She was fighting what RFK was trying to do as far as the vaccine schedule, and then these people resigned. The director of the CDC vaccine unit, CDC chief medical officer, and the head of CDC zoonotic division. This is a purge. This is a huge change. Remember how on the board it said that it's not everyone's evil. It's just the ones at the top. And so these are the ones at the top who are getting removed. Amazing. So I want you to hear what he had to say about that.
I will confirm that we let go Susan Monares yesterday. I'm not going to talk about personnel issues, but, you know, the CDC is an agency that is very troubled for a very long time, and anybody who lived through the COVID pandemic and saw all of these bizarre recommendations that were not science-based, all the misinformation, understands that the CDC has on its website today that among the top 10 medical innovations, greatest medical accomplishments in history was abortion. This is one of the greatest medical accomplishments because it keeps small families. Go to the website, look at it. Fluoridation, giving kids a toxin, and vaccines. So there's a lot of trouble.
All right. He's just very troubled. I don't know if you could hear, because it's just the volume would not come up enough. But they are touting at the CDC that their great accomplishments are abortion, fluoridation of the water, and all these vaccines. Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. I just really, you know, this is clearly has been used for evil all of our lives, clearly. And so look at this building. Just look at the building, and it is off. It's askew. Nothing is right. It's like the fun house at the amusement park. But at least there, it's just fun and games. This is not funny. This is not fun and games what they're doing. This is not a coincidence that they built this building to do this, because you think, you know, they're the CDC is trying to help everyone to be well, Center for Disease Control. They're controlling the diseases. They're a center to control diseases, to put diseases into the people. That's really what the CDC really means. And so they think it's so funny that they even built the building to make it obvious, try to make it obvious that nothing is as it seems. Everything is off. It's all askew and nothing is square. Nothing lines up because it doesn't match the science. So yeah, and they are screaming because they're saying that he's not following the science, but actually he is following the science. And this guy, oh, this is not him. Okay, this is the one I had. I guess it was on that one. Remember, I shared the post about that guy. I guess it's probably good that I don't have a picture of him. That creepy guy that had literally a pentagram on his chest, and he's all upset because he's saying, RFK has never been briefed by the CDC. And so he's following some kind of different science from what CDC has researched. Yes, exactly. Look at our health. We are sick of you, literally. We're sick of everything that you have done to our country, and we're done. I just praise the Lord for RFK. And in the golden age, we'll have health. We'll have longevity. We'll have, our lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. This is what the Lord said in his word would happen. All right. There was one other thing that Mike had to say. Oh, yeah. I shared this the other day. Did you guys see this? Bed Bath & Beyond is coming back. And they have a new, I want you to listen to what Mike has to say. They have a new CEO. The CEO before that had kicked out Mike is gone, right? And, all the others that followed suit to kick out him because he was the darling of the media and all these big box stores. He was their biggest seller. And so now, okay, so I want you guys to do this and support him in this effort because he's wanting them to take back MyPillow into these stores. Check this out.
Came up about a week ago and everybody was texting me going, they're going to open up their stores again after going Chapter 11 bankruptcy back in January of 21, and that which coincided with all of the box stores that canceled MyPillow, the biggest cancellation of a company in history. And Bed Bath, remember, they were probably our number one. If I had to pick one, they were our number one. We were their number one product. You walked into a Bed Bath and you've seen walls of pillows there. And remember, everybody, we've been asking around your HEBs in Texas and Walmart and all these places, hey, can we come back? And MyPillow, that hurt us bad because their CEO is screaming about getting rid of the voting machines and the stolen election. So this would be this is a great thing. When I seen this, everyone in the country is sending me this. Mike, look at, they're coming back. This Marcus Lemonis, I hope I'm saying that, Lemonis. He's a conservative, by the way, too. He's a big conservative that now is the Bed Bath brought in to help, save their brand and their country. And he's going to open up physical stores again. And I just seen this thing here. Let's ring the bell together. Well, I took that as an invitation. But anyway, I reached out to his companies. He has a couple companies to contact him, and I haven't heard back from him. So I did answer him, and I said, hey, if you read that there, it's, hey, Marcus, MyPillow was an early contributor to the success of Bed Bath & Beyond. I'd love to join you in New York to ring the bell and to mark the relaunch and comeback of one of MyPillow's most successful nationwide partners. I just think, he's got, one of the world's biggest flags, and this guy's a great patriot. And I'm waiting for that call. I would love, it would help both companies so much. I think the public, Melly, I think they would get behind it, going and forgive. There's a lot of people that were very upset that Bed Bath did that to MyPillow.
Of course. Not just Bed Bath & Beyond, but everybody. Because we're standing right with you, and we want free and fair elections in our country. And so, so what I want you guys to do, let's all go to, I'm going to put the link in the description, and I want you guys to all go to this post. I want you to put on there your comment about
bring my pillow back into the Bed Bath & Beyond, okay? You guys help, because there's no company in the history of humanity that has been more canceled than my pillow. And they are, right. They've done such an amazing job. So I really just love them so much and appreciate them. Now, and for the meantime, you can always get your MyPillow products at MyPillow.com and use the promo code Melly. Get great discounts, free shipping right now. So I'll put that link in the description box too. I love that you've got this great news for us today. And you guys go right now and before you do anything else, and go and put a comment on there, and let's see if we can give this a push and make this happen. All right, love you guys.
All right, so I just posted that in the chat. I just posted the link. Okay, so Songbird, please put that over in the comments. And I had just posted about this onto the social media the other day. Just search Bed Bath & Beyond, and you'll see it. And so what I want you to do is go and post on Marcus Lemonis's on that post right there. You'll see it. It'll take you right there about ringing the bell and say, put on there a comment, take back my pillow, okay? And he's, you know, he's having such a hard time getting any of the information out because they have banned him from anything. Anything that says Mike Lindell on it, you can't get the information out. So that's why we are, you know, we have to have his back. And so let's always, just support him. The poor man say it's gone through a $60 million fortune. Can you imagine? A greater patriot you're not going to find. He and Tina Peters are rivaling that top spot. Of course, President Trump, I guess, gets the number one. But anyway, so I wanted you to make sure that you guys saw that, and definitely go and support him at mypillow.com/Melly and go in and get, just always support him, because I'm telling you, these people, I can't even believe how much they have done this to him. And I would just love it to see that he would get all that $60 million back and more. Okay, so I think that's everything. Oh, here I was going to show you. This is where the playlist is. If you wanted to see, of course, these are the studies we've been doing right here. This is the End Times Small Group study, as well as the Minor Prophet study. But the one I was going to show you is about the Lost Tribes of Israel. Is right here if you want to find out more about that. All right, I think that's time. That's it. That's everything I had to show you guys today. I think that's everything. All right, so let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and thank you that you are the King of the world. Nothing can stop what is coming, just like President Trump posted, and soon the world will know. I thank you that it's just so brave. Thank you for Mike Lindell being so brave, and President Trump being so brave, and RFK being so brave. Lord, help us to be brave too. Help us to support them. We lift them up to you and ask you to bless everything that they touch. We pray, ask that you would tear down everything that's being done against our country, all these ones who are trying to keep the evil and the murders going on in Chicago, and the ones who are trying to keep the disease control in the CDC to foment all these diseases. Lord, put a stop to their power. Remove them, just as we've seen you do this week. Remove them from these positions of power. I thank you, Lord, that AI will be used for good and not for evil. We thank you for Elon, and we thank you that you are making it where Zuckerberg's power is melting. Thank you so much. I pray for each one of the on the Freedom Force Battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them and surround them with your holy angels. Guard their steps, protect their health, help them to sense your presence, help them to do exactly as you've asked them to do every day, just like Moses had led us to do. We're going to fulfill that here in the golden age, that we will be very careful to do what you have asked us to do, and we love to do that. We love it, even if we suffer for it, and even though Mike has suffered for it, he loves to obey you and to because all of this is yours. Everything that you've given to us, we give it back to you, Lord, because it's yours. And we thank you that you are going to take care of every one of our needs and guide us into this beautiful, wonderful day in this golden age of freedom and health and wealth and peace. Again, I pray your blessing on all of the battalion. And I pray this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I think I had a picture. Oh, yeah, I did. I had this picture. Isn't that beautiful? For he will order his angels to protect you wherever. It says wherever you go. I just noticed that. Wherever you go. All right, guys, I love you. I'm so happy that we get to get together. And I guess that's it. It's time to go. I love you, and I will talk to you later.